opens.
Mukama yebazibwa abooluganda.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
Tubaniriza mwenna mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
We welcome you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwasuze mutya mu Kristo Yesu.
How have you been in Christ Jesus?
Obujjuvu bwe twaweebwa.
From his fullness we were given.
Mu Yokaana 16.
In John 1:16.
Obujjuvu bwe tubaka twaweebwa.
The fullness from which we were given.
Ekyo kiwaweebwako kiri kitya?
That which we were given, how is it?
Ekyo ekitundu kye baakuwaako.
That portion that you were given.
Kiri kitya?
How is it?
Okitambuza nga bwe kino tambula.
How have you conducted it?
Okikozeseza bwe kino kola.
Have you used it to do what it's supposed to do?
Bwe kitundu kya Kristo.
You, the part of Christ, the portion of Christ.
Okozeye bya ino kola.
Have you done what he has to do?
Ekyo tukyebalisa Katonda kubanga yakitubikulira.
We thank God for that because he revealed it to us.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Musumba Frederick Gilton.
I'm Pastor Frederick Gilton.
Wamu ne musomesa.
Together with teacher Ivan Jasper.
Sabumulizeko ku neighbor wo.
I request that you greet your neighbor.
Umwandirize.
You welcome them.
Ndi omulembe omupya ogujjudde okumanya Katonda.
And to the new generation.
Mubuulize week engeri gy'agiyiseemu.
Ask them how they passed through the week.
Webaza Katonda atuyigiriza wiiki yonna.
We thank God who teaches us the entire week.
Kama atuwadde amagezi n'atuwa n'ebyomubiri.
God has given us wisdom and things of the flesh.
Tusobole okumuweereza.
That we can serve him.
Tuli mu lugendo.
We are in a journey.
Naye olugendo lusangamu amayumba.
But we find houses in the journey.
Tusangamu amamotoka.
We find cars there.
Tusangamu emirimu.
We find their jobs.
Tusangamu okufa.
We find death there.
Tusangamu okuziika.
We find the burying there.
Tusangamu okuzaala.
We find the birth there.
Mu lugendo.
In the journey.
Mulimu ebikolebwamu.
There are things done within it.
Bw'obanga tobikuliddwa.
If you're not revealed of them.
Oyinza olowooza mwatuuka.
You may think that perhaps you reached.
Naye ng'ate muli mu lugendo mugenda.
Yet you're still in the journey moving.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Webaza Katonda atukulembera mu luno olugendo.
We thank God who leads us in this journey.
Kubanga tetukyekulembera ffe.
Because we normally lead ourselves.
Oyo mutukufu yatukulembera.
The Holy Spirit is the one who leads us.
Ate nga n'egye tulaga kati tulabayo.
And where we go, we see there.
Kyenva nsaba oyimire ku bigere ebyo.
That's why I request you stand up on your feet.
Tugulumize Kitaffe.
We glorify our Father.
Tugulumize Omwana.
We glorify the Son.
Webaza Omwoyo Mutukufu.
We thank the Holy Spirit.
Tugulumize.
We glorify Him.
Ate era tumusaba atukulemberemu.
And we pray to Him that He leads us.
Mu mulimu guno.
In this work.
Mu lugendo lwetulimu.
In the journey we are in.
Nga bwe nkugambye.
As I've told you.
Mu lugendo lwetulimu.
The journey we are in.
Tuyina tenti ze tutambula nga tuzimba.
We have the tents we move on building.
Naye omwana azaaliddwa nga tenti weeziri.
But the son who is birthed when the tents are there.
Ayinza olowooza nti azaaliddwa waka.
He may think that he has been born home.
Naye taba aba tazaaliddwa waka.
But he has not been born home.
Aba azaaliddwa mu lugendo wakati.
He is born in the midst of the journey.
Bajjajjaffe.
Our forefathers.
Abazadde baffe.
Our parents.
Azaaliddwa mu lugendo.
They were born within the journey.
Naffe batuzaalidde mu lugendo.
They birthed us in the journey as well.
Naye bw'otategeera nti we muli siwe mwina okubeera.
Don't understand that this is not your destination.
Oyinza okwonoona olugendo lwo gy'olaga.
You may waste your time in the journey.
Naye katusabe tugulumize Kitaffe n'Omwana.
But let us pray we glorify the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit.
Ate tumusaba atukulemberemu.
And we ask Him to lead us.
Olugendo tulumaleko bulungi.
That we finish the journey well.
Kitaffe omulungi.
Our good Father.
Atudde waggulu w'eggulu yonna.
Who is above all the heavens.
Tuli wano ng'abaana.
We are here as children.
Tukunganye olunaku luno olwaleero.
This day.
Nga bwe watugamba.
Like you told us.
Ne pulani y'essula ey'ekkumi.
In Hebrews 10.
Wali y'olw'25.
Verse 25.
Tumulekangayo okukungaana.
Not forsake the fellowship.
Taata ne leero tukunganye wano.
Even today we've gathered here.
Ng'abaana bo.
As your children.
Era yeffe taata.
And we are the ones.
N'aba bali mu kkubo abajja.
Those in the way coming.
Bonna tugenda kukungaanira wamu nabo.
We're going to gather together.
Waliwo n'abalala abakunganye mu nsi yonna.
Even others gathered.
Taata ne mulimu abaana b'abakunganye. Naye nga tukunganye taata.
But as we've gathered.
Tukusabye taata tube mu masekkati gaffe.
We pray that to be within our.
Wadde nga tutambulira mu ggwe.
Though we move within you.
Era nga tubeera mu ggwe.
And we dwell in you.
Tusaba okkiriza amaaso ag'omusanvu.
We pray that you accept your seven eyes.
Gatunuulire okukungaana kwaffe.
Look at our gathering.
Tuli wano ng'abaana b'omu kifo kino.
Here as
tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe buli kinnoomu nga tugenda otutanula okugulumiza nga tugenda otutanula okukusinza nga tetunaba kusinza taata tukakasiza ddala nga otulaba era osinzira waggulu w'eggulu n'otuma amaaso g'okusamba egayitamu mu nsi yonna naffe tusinzidde wano taata ku lusozi lw'olutukuvu we wasuubiza Yesaya essula ey'okubiri olunyiriri olw'okubiri olusozi lwo lwe wasuubiza nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo olusozi era amawanga mangi galigamba tugende ku lusozi lwa mukama tuyigirizibwe mukama tutegeere enguudo ze naye tukaakano tuyimiridde wano ku lusozi lw'olutukuvu ng'omulembe omuggya gwe watuubiza gwe watonda tuyimiridde wano ng'abaana bo taata nga tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe ffenna buli kinnoomwali wano taata tusaba owulire eddoboozi lyaffe taata tusaba owulire amaloboozi gaffe nga tukuyimusa nga tukugulumisa nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo nga tukwebaza taata weebala okukkiriza otuzaala omulungi ogw'okubiri okuyita mu mukama yesu kristo tukwebaza kitaffe tukwebaza nnyo ddala kubanga tusaala omulundi ogw'okubiri okuyita mu kristo yesu ewatali ggwe taata tetulinaayo mulala naye ffe twogera bwe tuti nga watusuubiza mu yeremiya essula ey'okusatu olunyala 19 nti bwe mulikomawo bwe mulidda gye ndi muyitemu ne mwogera nti yenze kitammwe tukomyawo taata era tutanula okuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe okukugulumiza okukusinza okukwebaza olw'amagezi g'otuwadde olw'okusa okuteesa g'otuwadde olw'okutegeera okulungi weebale taata tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe okukwebaza okukugulumiza tetulina taata mulala kubanga mukama waffe yatugamba Matayo 23 olunya olw'omwenda n'atugamba nti bwe mubanga musaba era bwe mubanga muli ku nsi temuyite muntu yenna nti kitammwe naffe ng'abaana bo taata tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe okukwatula leero nti yegwe taata yegwe kitaffe tetulina taata mulala nga bwatugamba mu Ezekieri essula ey'18 nti emmembe zonna zange era enonola yerifa bwetyo mu Baebbulaniya essula ey'omwenda olusula 12 olunyiriri olw'omwenda n'otugamba nti gwe kitaawo emyoyo gyonna tukwebaza taata olunyiriri olw'14 n'otugamba omwoyo omutukuvu n'atugamba awatali butuukirivu telyaliraba katonda tukwebaza kitaffe webala olw'okwagala okungi watula mu kuteesa mu Isaaya essula mukaaga n'otula n'omwoyo wo n'otula n'ekigambo kyo n'ogamba n'atuma ani anaatugendera yaani n'oga ekigambo kyo ne kigamba mukama waffe yesu n'agamba nze nzuumo eituma olunyiriri olw'omunaana n'oyogera nti genda oyogere n'abantu abo bawulire naye baleme okutegeera kigambo kya katonda n'ajja Matayo essula y'13 tukulabye ekigambo kya katonda ngoze n'oyogera mu bigambo eby'engero bwe tutayinza kutegeera naye kaakano mu mulembe guno ogujjudde okumenya katonda tukubuulira era tukutegeera weebale ekigambo kya katonda weebale olw'okujja gye tuli tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe ffenna okukwebaza okukugulumiza okukugamba kigambo kya katonda weebale olw'omulimu ogwo ogwo gwe wakola okuviira ddala mu Isaaya essula ya 53 omwoyo omutukuvu eyatugamba eyakubibwa olw'okusobya kw'abaana b'abantu olw'obutali butuukirivu bwaffe yabatentebwa yayuzibwa weebale ekigambo kya katonda weebale kitaffe kubanga Yokaana 3:16 wagamba nti wayagala ensi n'okwewaayo omwana w'omu yekka weebale ekigambo kya katonda olw'okutufiirira olw'okutunaasaako ebibi byaffe kubanga bw'otuwa obulamu otuwa obulamu obujjudde
abandoned us. Thank you very much, the word of God. You never left us as orphans. John 16, verse 9, you told us you
are
going to send us to the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
You're
going to leave us orphans. He's going to tell us, he's going to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And in John, Sit down. Praise our Lord Jesus. We are trained to go and do a great work. A work that has never been in the earth. Satan usually outwits us.
Singo batokumye rekodizo.
If you don't keep your records, you keep your records, and you hammer him, the days when the Holy Spirit reminds you, because God kept the records, they are here of his word. None of them lacks another.
Rest
that you also hold your book and you keep your records, that we may hit the devil on the head well, as we shine
the Father in
our let us welcome the word of God through Apostle
Witness
and Pastor Sam Bosa, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus so much, children of God.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? You can greet of your neighbor and wish them the best. Those coming from God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is the God who loves us. And is the only God we know. All the others are not gods. They just call themselves to be gods. But it's the only God we know. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He who began like that. He is the Father and His Word. That is the Lord Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So to enjoy
posting that goodness of loving us
to
know the one true God, to know the evils which are passed under the sun. There has been that word in the Acts 17,
19
and down, and they said that they had an altar of the unknown God. Praise Jesus so much. That what they worship were very numerous. But even the altar of the God who created heavens and
earth,
and they put it there inscribed upon it, it's for the unknown God. And in all those ages, they say that God never resides in the people. And in the talk, they said it's a God who never resides in the people. They thought perhaps where does he live? Now the thought made them think perhaps he resides somewhere. And he created heavens and earth and refused to appear to the people. They tried to research of him. Indeed, if
it's
not the one to write what concerns him, you cannot understand him. And they put an altar for him. It's for the unknown God. When the Apostle Paul reached by the Spirit of God, he said, what you worship and you don't understand it, it is what I've come to proclaim to you. They too were worshipping him. But they worship what they never understood. You can move protecting all altars of the other gods, and you end on the altar of the unknown God. And you tell him, you too, I honor you, God. And those who invent songs for him were there. The God who is not known well, we worship and they compose songs for him. And find them singing and praising. But they tell him, you too, we don't know you, but let's worship you. That way remained much in India. That way had moved all over the world, you see, in India. And they usually ask the church of Ephesus, where was it? It was at the side of India.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Those
who worship thousands of gods. Now even in this generation, we found that that same situation has come back.
And
even the Jesus these days, there are thousands of them. And there is even the one unknown. The one we begin of that is began with the Father. And that he was the Word. He reached the time he confused people and they no more understood him. Now each one brought their own Jesus with his own actions. Just as you hear that the Jesus of another place heals, now the one Jesus they gave us, that one is not known. Those who knew of him were the apostles and the prophets.
But
God's given us grace in this generation that we begin to know what we are not known before.
So
we thank him for this morning, for still he's gathered us for the reason of adding us the light of knowledge. He wants us to be like him. He is the only wise God, like he speaks in Jude. Praise Jesus so much. But he says he chooses the foolish of the world. And he makes us wise, just as he's done it today. That's why he said, be holy just as I'm holy.
And
if God says, look and appear like me,
it
means even in wisdom you have to reach his level. That's why he said we have to mature to the measure of Christ. And we have understood all the truth. And one of the things he obliges us is wanting all people to be saved and reaching knowing all the truth. Now that God wants us to appear like him is so amazing. Most people say in the beginning he got jealousy of us. Genesis 3 say we come and appeared like one of them and it chased us. The way we wanted to appear like them was the wrong way. But he's never refusing us to appear like him. He wants us to appear like
him.
But he doesn't want us to be God, for it's impossible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now let's put that aside, but we thank him for the good moment he's given us. We're going to move on with the call of the nation Uganda. We want to use at least for 1 hour.
And
we move on and understand something.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are in the moment and we are understanding well one of the works we are to do in the call of the nation, to reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, and all the secrets which were not revealed and had not been understood, even to reveal the secret of lawlessness. Praise Jesus so much. We have been seeing it for some time, reveal the secret between the Father,
Master planner,
and he is the master planner, and his word, the Lord Jesus,
Master Creator,
is the master creator,
all
the master architecture.
Yes, he was
praise
with
Jesus so much.
Ate, ne,
and God the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit of the Lord, the master implementer. But all these we study them under. Under this heading, the same signs which were shown, which will be prevailing in fulfilling the call of the nation Uganda, and even the coming back of the Lord Jesus at the end of this world.
This,
the fourth phase of the call of the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Just as we've told you of, we want to move on with the call of the nation Uganda. We are right on the fourth phase of the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of all the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In here we see the same signs which were shown, which will be prevailing in fulfillment of the call of the nation Uganda, the call of the old nations. In that call, the same signs were shown, prevailing in the moment of Christ's coming back. We've studied many parts in this portion, in the many ways the signs are revealed. But the seventh sign has taken us elsewhere. And we are shown that Uganda, the pearl of Africa,
it's
meant to work with the six groups of the angels,
to
prepare the angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, and the trumpet of the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in the moment as we started separating that word, is where we reach to understand the angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the trumpet of the coming back of Jesus. Before he sounds that trumpet, the mystery of God must have been revealed. Praise Jesus so much.
And
as we understand the mystery of God, that is the word of God, the Lord Jesus. And we understand all the secrets in the heavens and earth and above the heavens, as they are written in the Holy Scriptures, and to reveal the secret of lawlessness. Satan, the devil, he who was an anointed cherubim, in his name he was called Lucifer.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We've been breaking the mystery of God in explanations. Now we explain in all ways. When we began the mystery of God, the word of God,
yes,
praise Jesus so much, and all the secrets within it, we reached a point of getting explained of the Father.
Master planner.
And our Father is the master planner. The master planner from the beginning.
He planned
up all things. And the word of God, the Lord Jesus,
got
to be the master architecture and the master creator.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Then
the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, was the master
mentor.
Now we still want to move on with that part. That we move on, get explained. Just as we read in the Revelation 10 and the verse 7, and God speaks like this. Revelation chapter 10 from verse 7.
Naye munakuze dobozi lya malaika wo musanvu bwaliba ngagenda kufuwe kondere ekyama kyakatona ne kiryoka kibikulwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Malaika,
the angel of the seventh trumpet, when
he
will be about to sound his trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the trumpet which is of the end, and the mystery of God is revealed. We have been seeing it, and it's the word of God, and that is the Lord Jesus, whom we want to reveal and all the secrets in him. Praise Jesus so much. And first revealed him as the word of God, and he began with God, and we are still in that aspect. And after we shall see things in heavens and earth, now in the fullness of heavens and earth, they were gotten from him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And then we shall see how is the image of the invisible God. But we still in that aspect, and we reveal to see him as the word of God, he who began with the Father.
If
there is where we brought in this portion, understand that in the beginning, God the Father was the master planner. And the word of God, the Lord Jesus, he was the master architecture and the master creator. And God the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit of the Lord, moved on to be the master implementer.
To be sent
that put this here and he puts it there as the designer has designed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we still move on to get explained those issues. But it was shown that the world which will be, the nation which will lead in that world,
bategerategera malayika w'ekkonde eri
oluvannyumaenteekateeka
zirimu okubikula ekyama kya katonda nga bwe
tuwuliddeso
bino bye tutunuulidde ennyo mu yesaya essuula y'ekkumi n'omunaana olunyiriri olusooka n'olwokusatu ayogera
bw'atiyesaya
essuula ya kumi n'omunaana olunyo olusooka
woowe
ensi ey'okukwakwaya okw'ebiwawatiro eri emitala w'emigga gya kuusi olunyo olwokubiri etuma ababaka mu nnyanja mu bibaya ku mazzi njayogera nti mugende mwe ababaka abangu eri eggwanga eggwanvu era eggoweevu eri abantu abaabanga ab'entiisa kasokedde babeerawo na guno gujwa eggwanga erigera era erinyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigga gigisazeemu
yesu yebazibwe
okusinira
ku isaaya
18:1-2alaga
nti ensi ey'okukwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro
naye
mujjukira nti juzi twanyonnyoka ekigambo
ekyoera
nga bagamba nti ababaka ababuusibwa
amangu
abatumibwa eri ensi eyo mu daniyeri essuula ey'omwenda
Chapter 9:21-25
malayika abuusibwa amangu
ddalaokusisinkana
danyeriyesu yebazibwe
nnyokuwakitegeera
nti bamalayika bano
ebibinja
omukaaga bibuusibwa nga biragirirwa okugenda mu nsi ey'abantu
abookukola
omulimu ogwo ogusembayo ogw'oluvannyuma
n'abantu
abo
era
ng'omulimu ogwo
nga
bwe tulabye gulimu okubikkula ekyama kya katonda
ekigambo
kya katonda
mukama
waffe yesu naye nga bagambye nti ensi ye emigga gikisazeemu mingi
era
ng'eggwanga eryo limanyiddwa nga uganda
okusinziira
mu isaaya 19
olw'okutanu
olw'omusanvu uganda yamakingibwa n'omugga ogw'ekiyira
Uganda was marked with the River Nile
to
be its source.
Era nga gwanoonyezebwa amawanga mangi
okuzuula
omugga ogwo guvaawa
amawanga
ago gaagambanga nti awali omugga ogwo waliwo essuubi
ly'amaanyiyesu
yebazibwe
kale
kigambo ekiri bwe
kityo
olunyi olwokusatu mu isaaya 18 kye luva lugamba bwe
luti
Isaya essuula ya 18 olunyo olwokusatu mwe mwenna abatuula mu nsi nammwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi ebbendera bwe wanikibwanga ku nsozi mulabanga era ekkondeere bwe lifuuyibwanga muwuliranga
yesu yebazibwe bamalayika bano nga bamaze okutumibwa mu nsi
eyo
gabanyiziddwamu n'emigga
era
nga yamakingibwa n'omugga kiira nga bwe tuwulidde mu isaaya 18 olunyo olwokusatu yaduumira emitima gy'amawanga gonna
nti
bendera eyo bw'etandika okuyimusibwa ey'ekigambo kya katonda
ey'okudda
kwa mukama waffe
yesu
era bwe batandika okubawulira ku by'ekkondeere nti lifugenda fuuyibwa
kwegamba
ffe tulina akabonero ako
ak'okuwulira
ak'okutegeeza abantu ekkondeere eryo bwe livuga era biki ebiribaawo
nga
tuyita mu kubikkula ebyama byonna
so
ng'ensi zikimanyi nti ebyo byonna ebikolebwa
oba
ebibuulibwa mulimu mu ggwanga
Of which is preached in that nation.
balanga ekkonde eri oluvannyuma
proclaim the last trumpet
yesu yebazibwe
nnyo
era bwe tuddako katono mu kubikkulirwa
essuula
y'ekkumi n'olunyo olw'omusanvu
kuyisizza
eno okusobola okuzzayo ku mulamwa we
twatandikira
okubikkula ekyama kya katonda
ekigambo
kya
katonda
era na lwaki okuyita mu ggwanga lya uganda
olw'amawanga
gonna
katusome
tuwulire
kubikkulirwa essuula ya 10 olunyo olw'omusanvu
naye
mu nnaku ez'eddoboozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'aliba ng'agenda okufuuwa ekkondeere ekyama kya katonda ne kiryoka kibikkulwa
Praise Jesus so much. The angel of the last trumpet whom we've seen of, and they have shown us in the Isaiah 18:3 that the nation which was chosen is to work with the other angels and to prepare the sounding of that trumpet. All nations will hear. This moment you are in, brethren, all you as the nation of Uganda and our friends and all those loving God all over the world, the call we are into right now, prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. But we've been told in Revelation 10:7 that angel of the last trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the trumpet of the coming back of Jesus, he will not sound the trumpet till the mystery of God is revealed.
But
we began to reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, and the aspect we are on is of revealing the Father as the master planner. And we reveal the word of God, the Lord Jesus, as the master architecture and the master creator. And reveal God the Holy Spirit,
or
the Spirit of the Lord, as the master implementer.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But it's a great work indeed. When Bible tells us Matthew 24, it shows the angel of the last trumpet when he will be sounding that trumpet, even the Lord Jesus will be on the way coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now it's good to us children in the light of the word of God understand the things how they are meant to move.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Matthew 24:30-31,
he says this.
Matthew 24:30.
Awo lekalira bika kabonero ko mwana w'omuntu muguru. Nebika byonne byensi lwebiri kube biwobe. Birira bo mwana w'omuntu ngajira kubire ebyeguru. Namanya gechi. Namanyi nechitibwe chinene. Olunyolwasatu mulumu. Era alituma bamalayika be neddoboozi ddene ery'ekkondeere, nabo bali kunganya abalonde be mu mpewo ennyeze ensi okuva ku nkomerero y'eggulu n'okutuusa ku nkomerero yaalyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe Yesu okujja kwe,
Lord Jesus is coming,
n'enkumi n'enkumi z'abamalayika,
the thousands of the angels,
ery'ekkondeere ery'oluvannyuma baliraga.
Still the trumpet of the end is shown. That read Revelation 10:7. That before the angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the trumpet of the coming of the Lord Jesus, before he sounds that trumpet, the mystery of God must have been revealed.
So
now, as we are going to move on, move on explaining this mystery of God, the word of God, in the way of bringing understanding. As the Father was the master planner from the beginning, then his word, the Lord Jesus, he was the master architecture and the master creator, and the Holy Spirit,
all
the Spirit of the Lord, and he was the master implementer of everything they moved on to create. But when we read in the Colossians chapter 1, and they told us the word of God, it is the mystery of God, that is the Christ Jesus in us.
And
move on to reveal the mystery of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's go in Colossians and we hear what caused me to repeat such words. We already passed them, but among us there are new people. people. Yet we can connect you where we are and we move on together by the Spirit of God. That is what we are up to even now. Let's read the Colossians. We move on telling you of the mystery we are revealing. That you don't go back saying, I heard them speak of the mystery of God. I wonder what was that. I heard them say they are revealing it together with all the secrets in it. Praise Jesus so much. Now let's read Colossians chapter 1 from verse 25. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 25.
Ng'obwanika wa Katonda webuli, bwenawe wajemuli, okutukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda. Olwabiri mu mukaaga, ekyama ekyakwekebwa edda, ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda, n'emirembe n'emirembe. Naye kaakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be.
Yes, you
praise Jesus so much. Now, fulfilling of the word of God, the mystery which was hidden for generations. Right now it is revealed and disclosed to the saints of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Reads verse 27, he says, Colossians chapter 1, verse
27.
Praise Jesus so much.
Say
God was pleased to reveal us the riches of this mystery. The riches of the mystery. And that mystery is the word of God. As we have been seeing. And he said it's the Christ in us. Our glory. But the way of explaining on this mystery is that even when we speak of it, we warn. Right now, this aspect we are on now, understanding that the Father is there.
Master planner.
He is the master planner right from the beginning. And to understand that the word of God, as the Lord Jesus himself, that he too he is there. As the master architecture and the master creator, and to understand that the Holy Spirit,
or
that known as the Spirit of the Lord, he too is there as the master implementer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For this mystery.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember when we decided to explain the mystery of God and the secrets in it. We looked at almost three parts.
He
still revealing Christ Jesus as the word of God. He who began with the Father.
And
all these we see them under that part. We have the part C of seeing things in heavens and earth, and they were gotten from him. That's why he makes up the fullness of the heavens and earth. And we still have the part B.
D.
Of explaining why is the image of the invisible God.
We
have finished the riches of this mystery. The summary. But in the journey of heaven, we know everything. After we understood that, we shall reveal the secret of lawlessness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we want to warn you. But there are many people. Those who confuse us between the Father and his word, the Lord Jesus. And the Holy Spirit. And they say, this is one person who turned into another.
That
Father cannot be there independent. And they say even the world cannot be there independent. And they say that God,
is
the one who is the Father and is the Son at the same time.
And as if they show us God keeps turning himself,
being
we first understood the other time that our God never changes.
That
told us in Malachi
3:6,
I am God, I never change. And told us in Hebrew 30, verses 8, that Christ Jesus is the same yesterday, today. There are those who make us think that you can find him here and is Jesus this time. Tomorrow you find him there and is the Father. People like those are out there, beliefs like those are out there. What brought the problem, they didn't realize this is the mystery of God. When you read verse 28, he says, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
Era nga tuyigiriza buli muntu mu magezi gonna tulyoke twanjule buli muntu nga atukiridde mu Kristo.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear very well.
Ekigambo ekyama kya Katonda kino.
Now this mystery of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
N'obugagga bwonna obuli mu ye.
All the riches within him.
Bukola eggulu n'ensi.
Which make up heavens and earth.
Era n'okubeera ekifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika.
And to be the image of the invisible
God. Agamba nti bwe tuba tumubuulirako.
He said when we preach of him.
And
we warn and admonish every person. And we preach in the wisdom.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
To be able
to introduce you before God. And you're perfect in understanding and in your mind. You know it's threatening. When you will reach heaven and you find there the Father, and you find even his word, the Lord Jesus, and you also find the Holy Spirit there, and you came from the world arguing against them. Don't know whether you even reach there, maybe on judgment. If you still argue like that, you end up in hell. But on judgment, you will come there. You will see of them, we shall judge you as you see of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
we want to introduce you to God. And you are in the thoughts of God. In the knowledge of God. Not doubted in understanding. When
it
speaks of eternal life. In the John
17:3,
he says that eternal life is to know the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is saying. Why does he want us to know him as the one true God?
We
also
know
Jesus.
Is
saying, we believe is one God who parted three times. Each one got to be independent. But we don't believe the Trinity of the Catholics. One God with three heads, we don't believe that. I had an image for I didn't prepare them well. I would have showed them to you. And God has three heads. That those are offices. Those things are not right. But we warn all people.
So yes,
the reason we've reached this aspect is we reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, to tell you of God, the Father that is the master planner from the beginning. And his word, the Lord Jesus, he is the master architect and the master creator. He designed the plans of the Father, drafted
them.
And to show how their creations will happen. Now the Holy Spirit, he was there to see where they have told him to put everything he told him. Where should I put it as the architect has drafted it?
So
that's why we begin in Genesis as we read this verse. Genesis chapter 1, verse
26.
And we ask ourselves the question. God himself answers us in the scriptures. He says this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenga ebyomunnyanja n'ebibuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katonda n'ayogera.
And the Lord spoke.
Tukole omuntu.
Let's make man.
Mu kifaananyi kyaffe.
In our image.
Ne mu ngeri yaffe.
And in our likeness.
Bafuge ebintu byonna eby'omu nsi.
He reign over all things of the world.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yali awonga yezo ndo waza.
He was there. He's gotten mad speaking to himself.
Ekibuuzo tukibuuza.
We are asking that question.
Abatulimba ne balemeka okwanukula.
Those who deceive us, they fail to answer it.
Kati bakusingana ngo ina wotudde.
Now they find you seated somewhere.
Oli awo weyogeza.
You're there speaking to yourself.
We.
You.
Tukole omuntu.
Let's make man.
To
find you seated planning a business.
And
you say you.
To call a business.
Make a business. How do you see that?
People
first come slow, wondering.
You
speak to yourself.
Are
they in the house that colleagues speaks with?
Is he
on a phone call?
You too,
even on the phone, you can't say that you. Maybe when you've put them, where you share the calls.
Conference call.
On the conference calls. Me, I know things of the Bible.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
If
they find you speak yourself, make man in our image and likeness. You and who?
This,
we read the book of Genesis.
And
God is there. And as the beginning and is the beginning. And the end.
In that
time you think he's gotten mad.
And
speaks to himself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Oh,
he was speaking with
us. You know,
when Bible speaks in the 1 John
5, 7,
those with the King James Version.
You know,
there is no Luganda version which is King James.
But
it's just joined up.
King James Version.
Both is the King James Version. And the Gideon, they still have this verse. Even those in the new generation.
Most
of their Bible, they restored this verse. You two out, you can join yourself in a new generation with a full knowledge of God. You two restore God's verses they fixed out for the knowledge you've gotten.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's pray that we hear.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana, ekisoka, esula ya kutano, olunyolo musango.
1 John chapter 5, verse 7.
Kubanga wali wabajulirwa basatu muguru. Kitaffe, kigambo, no moyo mutukuvu. Era bano bakkaanya omu.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Kati kitaffe bwabaddayo ogera tukole omuntu mu kifaananyi kyaffe ne mu ngeri yaffe.
When the Father spoke, let's make man in our image and likeness.
The master planner.
As the master planner.
Batugambye nti era muggulu bulijjo babeera abajulirwa basatu.
They have told us all along in heavens there are three witnesses.
Osobola okugenda awantu n'ogamba bannange.
You can go to a place and you say,
ngenda kuleeta abajulirwa basatu.
I'm going to bring three witnesses.
N'oleeta omu n'ogamba oyo alimu basatu.
And you bring one person, you say, in him are three witnesses. Now the court, what does it do to you, such a person? And the witness comes to the witnesses Peter, and they go back, remove the
shirt,
they come back clothing another, and they say, I am Paul.
And
after the witness,
they
go back, coming back, they are Matthew this time. The courts of law, the courts of law,
it
can imprison you for bringing a mad witness. A witness that is mad. Even if you two bring such a person, you are mad yourselves.
kubanga bwasooka okubagamba nti yalimu obujulu bwabasatu
when he first tells you he's the one holding witness of three alina
mwe nemukkiriza ajje
and you to believe him and accept him
mwenda batwali okutabika ne babajjanja bamu obwongo
all of you they take you to butabika and they begin to treat you of madness
Yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
kati obaga ndi muguru wali wabajulu abasatu
when they say there are three witnesses in
here alimu bashinga nanga wali yo
and you find there is one
or bible litoyi jogama nayo baya bachi
can't you wonder what is wrong with the bible
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Na yeye Biblia yokugamba ntibakanya mu.
Bible says the three are three.
Bali omuntu omu.
These were one person.
Yavamu obusatu obu.
Out of him came both three.
Yavamu ekigambo ki.
Out of him came his word.
No moyo we nabatongoza.
And his own spirit he officiated.
Na yeye rachitafu yasigara yi master planner byonna.
Till the father remained the master planner in all.
Wakati yalinge yali atandise wonga ye.
For now is the one who had begun as him.
Na yeye atandika ne ekigambo ki.
And he began with his word immediately.
No moyo mutukufu natandikira
o. When the holy spirit began.
Yabagambe nti bonaye muntu omu.
And they said all the three are one.
Bajulize okuva ku lubiribiri.
These are witnesses from the beginning.
Nainga bulijjali eta plan ye kitaffe.
All along the one who brings the plan is the father.
Bakati kyovuulira ekigambo kiringa kyogera.
That's why you hear the other words speak.
Matayo 28:18.
Okusingira
daga somolo 19
olwo. Let's read verse 19 because of time.
Matayo sura ya 28 olinyolyo 19.
Matthew 28 from verse 19.
Kale mugende mufulama wanga gonaba igirizwa ngamu babatizo okuyingira mu linya lya kitaffe no mwana no moyo mutukuvu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Agame dikale mugende mufulama wanga gonaba igirizwa.
Send out go make all nations disciples.
Irimbira mbaye mubabatiza
and as you are baptizing them
bakasenga bayigira muri nyali ya kitafu
they enter in the name of the father
bashitabateka ko no mwana
if they
banya naye wali
and the son you know that he is existing
singa bayogera
if they
bayigira muri nyali ya kitafu mwana moyo mutukufu
enter the name of the father son holy spirit
batebata demo and
they have not
ani.
Added another
mbozi kambuka kugambe bwe
let me tell you this
manyisa soma luzungu
you know I didn't study much English
na yena soma uyo moyo
but I studied that of the Holy Spirit
yes we was
praise Jesus
na yechi gambo uliwe batekawo and wabirawo
time they attach a word and it means there is another
we bagamba ne
if they tell you and
omanya wali wo mulala
you know there is another there
katoida kusinga ngaka nekundi nekundi
bonda
balete
bring this one and this one and the other
no leto mnogamba onone nekundi nekundi bebano
bring one you said this one is the one and the one
akakazole koto katuleta
you don't bring such madness
umanya abantu amugamwefura abasuma kumbe mwasuma ne muunga
some people you claim your land yet you started and got mad
bible yega mubulizi
bible say in Ecclesiastes
ukusoma ko ibitabe bingi kukoye umuntu
starting of many books where is the head
Oya magazine
where is the mind?
Yesu ngalwacho singano muntu akugamba.
That's why you find someone tell you.
Bo muzimu wa mutuku.
That the Holy Ghost.
Ye moyo mutuku.
That is the Holy Spirit.
Na yenga yasoma kuva mu primary ndio muzimu.
They started from primary that a demon.
Kuva muzimu
is a demon.
Ghost kali
a ghost.
Yasoma ghost burundi na ada kuva muzimu.
That the ghost is a demon.
Yo mwatwe fulira lero mukira ikafure tumanye muzimu
burundi. Person turns against us that we don't know English well.
Obe tukugamba ndi basoma nnyo ne bawunga
those the one we tell you they started and gotten mad
what is inaba lita ko bujulisi
in Ecclesiastes with next of them
naga ndu kusoma ko bufumbirwe bitabe ebingi
the starting of mouth the
body mo kokoya omutwe
it where is the head
kukoya magezi no tukana ngire bitasara
the mind and you still speak things not worthy
atepo ogwako setari
and when Satan falls on that head
kati ndozo mrabu
now you see that one
Muje inzo musingana nga baba waandike byasoka nywanja nga kilo
5 when he writes that he first smokes cocaine
kilo nga 5 muzeja
5 kilos of cocaine
nisitani uko kwa yongereza
even Satan adds on that
yasoma nyo na unga
he started mad he got mad
Yes, to you was
praise Jesus.
Etumi irabasoma.
We not against those who started.
Mubiyo mubiri.
Na yate
boba wasoma nyo no uunga.
But if you start a match and you get mad.
Na utaandika okuwa kanye chigambo cha katonda.
And you begin to contend against the word of God.
Tulema kuogera ko mukatonda bwa kuogera.
Don't fail to speak of you as God speaks of you.
Sinzira mutabe cho mubulisi.
When he bases in the book of
Ecclesiastes. Adama ndo kusoma ko ibitabo bingi kuko yo mubiri.
Part of many books where is the body.
Na utaandika okukuruza ibitali iyo.
And you begin to think things which are not there.
Olaba mutsoma ne mugambo x equals to 0 kakati ba mubijjawa.
If you study you say x equals to 0. I don't wonder where you get it.
Mwaji finding out.
Did you find that out?
Katonda abalemye okunoonyereza ako muli ku x equals to 0.
To research on God you are on
ani agenda okubuuza x equals to 0.
Who is going to ask you x equals to 0 in heaven?
Bana mugira musoma.
You keep studying.
Mugira musoma ebyomubiri naye.
Studying physically.
Alete muwungira yo
bwo. Don't rather get mad in those things.
Alete muleta amagezi ago mu kigambo kya
Katonda. Don't bring such wisdom in the word of God.
Wanga yogera mu ngeri sule soko nyola bimwesa.
Book of Proverbs 1:23.
Demokirizo kunenya kwange.
That accept my rebuke.
Baiwe ko moyo wange.
I will pour my spirit.
Alete utegere ebigambo byange.
I will draw you to understand.
Kino kyeta ga moyo mutukuvu. Si kugenda mu somero ni.
The Holy Spirit not to go in the school.
We need
to sit here.
Natukiriza ko yokana mukaga kaga
musa. Feels on us John 6:63.
Ebigambo bimagamba gwe moyo.
The words I say they are spirit and they are life.
Atandiko kusinda ko ebyo ngatu kulira ebyala.
To based on that reveal us.
Ayo philosophy wa mugwe muleta mu.
But the philosophy we bring.
Yabasura dalu.
It made people get mad.
Na yeye katuogere bwe tuti.
But let's speak like this.
Ubikwara gani tafu nga master planner.
Concerning the father as the master planner.
Era nechigambo chemukama wafu Yesu.
And his word the Lord Jesus.
Nga master creator.
As the master creator.
Ngo mukuru mu designing ano kutonda.
Oh the master architecture and the creator.
Ati chigambo omoyo mutuku.
And the Holy Spirit.
Ngo moyo wa mukama.
Oh the spirit of the Lord.
Yatumiwa biteke bwo mukora.
He was sent to implement them.
Kanyomero kan nuri den nyo chitafinga atandika nechigambo.
Please look much to the father beginning with his words.
Tunolide nyo chitafu master planner.
We look the father the master planner.
Andika nechigambo che.
Beginning with his word.
Teno moyo.
And his Holy Spirit.
Ninge ligia yogiranga nabo.
And how he spoke with them.
Okusinzira mu Isaya mukaga.
According to Isaiah 6.
Tuongere okufuna obukaka 4.
We move on to get that proof.
Bugena obogera ku chitafu ngeri yaleta nga mukulana.
Which speaks of the father how he brought out plans.
Era azogera nechigambo
che. And spoke them with his words. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 8.
Nempulire dobozi lya mukama ngaliogera nti natumani era natugenderani.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Yaulire ndobozi lya Katonda.
He heard the voice of God the Father.
Omanyi aleta plan buli.
No, he's the one who brings the plan alone.
Agamba natumani.
And he said, whom shall I send?
Era anatugendera.
And who will go for us?
Ndobozi nno tuze tuliwulira.
This voice we've been hearing it.
Moto afuse ngoko kufa.
Man has become like one
of us. Luna abuza anatugendera.
This time he asks, who shall go for us?
Uruza batubula dio kutesa.
You think when did they sit to plan?
Era nani?
Even with who?
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So njagala nyo tuluze bwetu.
Now I want to think much this.
Ngendoza ya Kristo
bwe. As the mindset of Christ
is. Edozi.
That mindset.
Yebigambo bibi atuwa.
Of his words he gave us.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Wanga bayogera mu Yokana 15 musa.
When he speaks in John 15:7.
Agamba bemubera mu
nzi. He said if you abide in me.
Ebigambo byange ngabiri mu.
My words abide in you.
Osabicho nachi mwitaga kinabakolwa.
Ask all that you need it to be given
you. Engeri okay okufuna endoza ya Kristo
bufe. Only way of getting the mindset of Christ in us.
Ya kufuna bigambo bya tugamba.
Is of getting the words he told us.
Tubitegera nibiyingira mu.
Understand them they enter in us.
Tubitambulira
and we move by them.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Usinda kubyalaga yalaga kitafe wali.
According to what it shows the Father is there.
Na ye wali.
He too is there.
Atera no moyo tukuvunga wali.
And still the Holy Spirit is there.
Uliomune emiri muje metongo.
Each one with their official work.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ewan kubadenga batandika bonna.
Even though they began together.
So ebisinga ebyogera ku plan kitafe ya jaya.
Most what speaks the plans the Father brought.
Yako mekerizwa bwebi.
They were winded up like this.
Ukubikulibe sule soka no nyoli soka.
Revelations 1 from verse 1.
Unambikuwa ko mfunze kubanga mu rugendo
these I give them in brief for in the journey of heaven.
Tuli tukawa kuruwe guru.
When we shall reach above heaven. read and study of the beginning of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet at least you would have known of something about
it.
But on the plans of the Father, those who brought in all scriptures of truth, as they are in heavens and earth, ended with the book of Revelations, them speaking this. Revelations chapter 1. From verses 1.
Revelation chapter 1 from verse 1.
Praise Jesus so much. The revelation
of
the Lord Jesus, which God the Father gave him. You know, if you're mad very well, let us say, Jesus in him is the Father, even the Holy Spirit. He gets the revelation. Puts it in Jesus inside him. Can you be mad to that extent? Revelation, you see, as the book of Revelation, those are the last plans of the Father. But given to the Lord Jesus. And the one reporting was led by the Holy Spirit. Remember Isaiah 34:16. We look in the book of the Lord and we read, for none of them will lack his
mate.
The mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. Now he, the Holy Spirit, is the one who led Apostle John. That's why Apostle John said, I was in spirit on the day of the Lord and of his word. And I saw these ones down. He began to
read.
And in the beginning they tell him,
it's
the revelation of the Lord Jesus, which God the Father gave him, which God gave him to show his servants what is to happen. Praise Jesus. And he sent it through his hand to his servant John. Listen like this.
If
they tell you God the Father gave, and they tell you but the Father is not there, they told you he got and he gave. He gave to his word. He gave to Jesus. In that time, after they say he is not there, he is one in himself.
They are
men of that man, Branham. They say they are born again. We may say they are born again who got lost in one way or another. They can tell you, they tell you those their things. Jesus is the Father. Inside him, even the Holy Spirit.
Now,
if he wants to become the Spirit, he turns into the Spirit. If he wants to be the Son, he turns into the Son. The question is, if you find Jesus praying, my Father, I ask you, that he is asking to himself, as we are there, when you pray the Father in heaven, on the earth, but then you see them confuse you over that. Yet when they preach, they say, it's you, is not revealed of them. If you get revealed, it's like a mad person telling
you,
but not revealed that we are all meant to live on a rubbish dump.
They don't call that revelation, ladies and gentlemen. If my person cooks his food at a rubbish dump, he sleeps there. All you living in houses, you're not revealed, we are meant to live on the rubbish dump. If we find those who believe, we wonder that among us there have been mad people all along.
As
we force them to live in people who are in insanity.
Now
there are things they can deceive that it's a revelation. But they make you fall mad.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
So as planning,
some of the plans,
oh,
the last plans of God the Father. Those are the ones in the book of Revelation. Everything you read in Revelation is the plans of the Father.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
But in Jagaranyo. Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
So in Jagaran focusing
I want us to focus on the word.
Focusing on Kuchigambo kati.
We are focusing on
Master Creator, Master Designer.
Master Creator and the architecture.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. When he begins speaking with us, in the John 1:1, he speaks this. John chapter 1, verse 1.
Kulubelebele waliwo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda. Olunyolo kubiri. Oyo yaliwo ku lubereberye awali Katonda. Olunyolo okusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
Ebuli obenyonyole kugamba bulungi.
The Bible says and explains clear.
Lubereberye waliwo
kigambo. In the beginning was the word.
Kigambo naba wali Katonda.
And the word was with God.
Era kigambo nga Katonda.
The word is God.
Oye yaliwo wali kulubereberye.
He was there at the beginning.
Awali Katonda.
Where God is.
Bintu byonna byakolebwa ku
bwoyo. All things were created by him.
Era watali ye.
And without him.
Tewali kintu kimu ekyakolebwa.
Nothing was created.
Ulirize kigambo
kino. Listen this word.
Obotunulira lampstand ye.
When you look at that lampstand.
Waliwo base.
There are two bases on it.
Base
we have the base which is up there. Where they are marked on the word of God. There is the one down. They have written on the Father.
One
shows them is the Holy Spirit who comes from them as the Lamb.
So,
now we see from the area of view. Others we can look at the one at the other side. Because we have no way we bring it in the front.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much.
The
one showing us shows us from the area of you.
That the beginning
was the word whom we sit down.
And
the word was with God. That is the Father.
Bible
says he was there with the beginning with God. All things were created by him. And without him, nothing was created. Time of revealing the mystery of God, the word of God, as we work together with groups of angels, to prepare angel of the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end, the trumpet of the coming
of Christ.
People must understand the well understanding of the word, the Lord Jesus, how he began with the Father and the Holy Spirit, even the fullness of things in him making heavens and earth. And how is the image of the invisible God? That's where secrets are concerning the word of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But
now when they tell you he was there where God is, and without him, nothing was created.
Maybe
God implemented
it,
or he planned them. The one who planned the things always was the Father. All things of written heavens and earth and their fullness. He spoke out all the plan how it's meant to be.
But
the word of God, what he did, the Lord Jesus, began to draft them down. You want it like this? That yes. And God saw they were good.
And
the tells the Holy Spirit, you're going to put it where? That's why he says, send the Spirit and they are created.
And
the Spirit has taken one. I'll put this here. As you've shown them here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
the time they tell us that the word was there where the Father is, they don't speak of these words coming out of the mouth. Most people have a thinking like that. Maybe anytime when we speak of the word of God, we are speaking of the voice of God. And God is speaking.
John.
Those are words of God. What we call the word of God.
We are so gamantibed.
Who we first told that you will exist.
I don't know. You know
the first one is what you speak that be there. Let there be.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
When
he spoke,
there
is
number one.
Is this number one the word?
Amen.
We told no other he spoke with. He was just there looking. He said,
and
he can't speak. He would speak. He speaks with who?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Why Jesus was called the Word of God? For God the Father to begin to speak.
He
said the Word of God be there. Let there you be there. You are my word, the first word of mine. That's why I say I was created before the mountain. Yet them two God spoke, let them be there.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
What is about?
Listen like
this.
If someone argues against the existence of God, Jesus himself says this. He was on the world and he spoke. I want to go back in the glory I was with you. Imagine someone is in the world, speaks to the one in heaven. Take me back the glory I was with you. Can you fit in the head to think the other is not existing? People who confuse us in things of this world. We need to set them down and give them a cup of scriptures.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Let's read
John 17. Right now we are focusing much
on
God the Word or the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ,
the Master Designer or Creator.
He drafted the plans of the Father. We want to move on, prove much how he was there with the Father.
And
we prove much his work
of
being the creator and the architecture. John 17, verses 5.
Ayi kitange, ne kakano ngulumiza gwe.
John 17 from verse 4.
Nze kugulumiziza ku nsi kubanga omulimu gwe wampa okukola ukomekereza. Olwokutaano, ayi kitange, ne kaakano ngulumiza gwe wamu naawe mu kitiibwa kiri kye nali nakyo awamu naawe nga si tennabaawo.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Our Lord Jesus is on the world. He asked and he said, my Father,
have glorified you on the world. And the
work
sent me to do have winded them out. Even now, glorify me together with you. In the glory I was with you before the world existed. Last time we saw of some of those. When we began to reveal the mystery of God.
But
you can't begin to pray. Glorify me with you. When you are not there.
If
you find you yourself saying that to yourself, you are the Father, you are the Son, you are the Holy Spirit. Now you're there praying to yourself. Glorify me with you.
Who?
If God is like that, me, I told you I will not worship another God. I don't worship a mad God. I worship the wise God.
Then
we all worship him who created us.
Then
we can speak clear things. He told us in Proverbs 8, he
said,
verses 4 to down,
that
there is nothing perverse, neither crooked. Never speaks things of the mad people.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Glorify
me in the glory I was with you before the world existed.
He
is speaking with who and what glory was he into. That's why Bible said in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
So
through the word of God, the Lord Jesus,
he
was right there where the Father is. They began together.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Brethren who appear in the way which contends against this, on this issue, sometimes they meet us. And there are questions which they can't answer.
Others,
like religions, gave up to study it and ignored it. And they remain to think perhaps it's of three heads. You know, to be that you two accepted enter religion,
or
you accepted enter things of salvation, yet the one you worship, you don't want to understand.
You.
It means you really point to say, he is the unknown God, even though you don't speak it openly. For you two, you don't want to know him. Sometimes
you
even speak in you. The Father told me, where is he and how does he appear? God, the Word, the Holy Spirit.
Ask you
how he began to be that. He began to pretend.
He
said, I'll take you to our senior pastor.
Senior pastor, yeah, senior
pastor who worships for you, the God you worship, or it's you worshiping?
Why don't you know,
want to know what you worship? Then you will explain it to others. Friends, come to
Jesus.
He is our God. Not God is a prophet. And they say, bring scriptures proving his God. I'll come back.
You'll
come back with another pastor.
Pastor
explains what is not clear.
Let's
go to the senior pastor.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We have
the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. All of us, we are that generation.
We
must be filled with knowledge.
And
you can explain the God you worship.
Waliwe kyandikibwa mu kubikulu by'essuula ya bimu byonyolisooka.
Scripture Revelations 22 verse 1.
Bw'omalokaana nti Kristo teyali wali ne kitaffe.
After refusing Jesus was not with the Father.
Otubuulire bino ebiri mu kubikulwa by'ebiki.
Tell us what is this in Revelations.
Atusome owulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Tukyasoma ku ngeri kigambo gy'atandikawo okwo ne kitaffe.
Till started the word how he began with the Father.
Then tusome ku ngeri y'emirimu gye.
And we started the way of his works.
Ejo bwa master designer nyira creator.
Master creator or architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Revelations 22 from verse
1.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Revelations
22 verse 1 to down, Bible shows. He showed me the river of the living waters. And it comes from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God. Even the Lamb of God, you don't know him. Bible speaks Revelations 5, 6. And I saw the Lamb of God seeming slain. We know him who was slain on this world. And he raised up. When they say, I saw the throne of God and how many thrones? Are they not two thrones? Can you pretend that this time it's one throne? Many people read in the Bible.
Ezekiel
chapter 1, 26, 28. And they see one throne. And they come in Isaiah 6. They still see one throne. In
their
Psalms, they see one throne.
They have
never seen them two. Even in which place?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yes.
It's time they show us thrones.
Yes. That of
his Father and of the Lamb of God. And there are two thrones. Most people say, where is that of the Holy Spirit? Yes, reach his portion. You remove the throne, it's called the master seat. These are the three ones we see in the scriptures. Besides those of the 24 elders. Those are 24. We in the Jerusalem.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
Here
they show him to you as the stream of living waters.
It
has flowed from the throne of the God, of the Father, and of the Lamb of God. Let me ask the question. Should we begin to also put Christ being in the Father? Besides the other way, saying the Father works above the heavens, Christ makes up things in the heavens and the earth, then he will be in the Father.
But
being that each one exists, we take them away. Then take away the throne of Christ.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. We press that there is one throne at this time. Is it possible? And those who saw, should we argue against them? For Apostle Stephen, what did he see? He said, I see Jesus on the right hand of the Father. He was seeing what?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So, now,
as we reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, we want to move on to tell you that truly the word of God, the Lord Jesus, he was there where the Father is. Up to today, he will be there. Even you will find the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. Do not have any confusion that we speak of the Trinity. Trinity means one God with three heads. But this we speak of God. He decided to part three times from himself. And he officiated himself to be one God
Out of him has come three ways. And he named them.
It
remained the Father.
Another
he called him his word.
Another
he called him the Holy Spirit.
And yet
he is the same
person.
Like we too, we came from Christ Jesus. All creations in heaven
and earth.
Spoke in the John 15. I am the true vine.
And
you two are branches.
We
came from him. The rock from which we were cut.
Are
we not existing each one independently? Is it not that? Because you are gotten from Christ. Don't understand, you don't hold your independent understanding.
I want you to
go make susu that we all follow you for we are all the same.
You
were given to live independent right from Christ. Even that was like that.
The Father
gave his word to exist.
Gave
it a right like his.
Even
putting his Holy Spirit, giving him a right like
his.
Speaks Genesis 3:22. Man has become like one of us. But they are equal.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
Not
accepted.
To
be them. He said he became like one now, us. But
he's
not still become.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. He's become like.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. I was to give you an example. You know when you bring a
Congo,
there are these Tanzanians who are Congolese and Tanzanians very short. And you get another short person from Uganda. And a taller person. And you make them line up.
The
second,
they
say he wants to get taller like this one by the notes.
You
still not told that you reach this other person.
The one
next, the short one from Uganda.
And
he's telling the Congolese,
you
want to a bit grow taller.
No
matter what you do, they will never grow taller to reach the other. You know God gets to the brothers. They would have grown tall, they make their feet like that. Very short.
Design.
That's the design of God.
But
he God enjoys it.
He
enjoys
it.
If he didn't enjoy them,
them
come from the womb when they appear like
that.
If it was the sins of their parents.
The things
which happen to the children and it is cause of their parents.
Let's
put that aside. Let's see the way how Apostle Stephen, how he reached in heaven and he saw of the Father and the Son. That you don't get confused. That they are not there.
Acts
chapter 7 from verse
54.
Yes,
Jesus was standing. He was standing on the right hand of God. Now, what should we say? Who had stood there? And who was seated? Is there any confusion still?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
so Jesus stand at the right hand of God. You want to argue against the servants of God?
Bible
speaking Revelations
Revelation 10:7.
He said before
angel of the last trumpet sounds it, the mystery of God must have been revealed. As all the gospel has been given the servants, the prophets, even the apostles, should we argue against
when we reveal
how we gave the gospel to prophets, how we gave it to apostles? Can you refuse that Apostle Stephen never saw? So, you are going to explain what to us. Can you argue that Jesus is not there, even the Father is not there? That's what we first spoke in the Matthew 3:16-17. And he said, when Christ was being baptized, he came out of the water. And heavens were opened. And the Father said, that is my Son. I'm well pleased. You listen to him.
Even the
Holy Spirit was seen come down in the form of the dove. One is being baptized.
Another
comes in the sense of the dove is there. Another is up there in speaking. Another question which can look for the answer.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, we are going to see.
When Jesus was on the world, he was praying to who? He prayed to himself.
There are
men who fell mad and some women.
You
reach them, they tell you God is not more in heaven, it's on earth. You ask them, how come? And they say, it's the same with the Holy Spirit, now we came on the world. Now he's not in heaven. Now those worshipping in heaven, they worship what? Whether he left his throne to who? Such people out there speaking things not right. Then you can't reject this. In the Acts 7, 55, heavens is open. This is the glory of God. What first lightened?
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this is the Lord Jesus
standing
on the right hand of God.
And
you argue that you had not stood there.
We argue
not there two or three.
You
snatch them out of the scriptures.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
They
are seen. Now it comes to pass. I don't see him. Is it possible? Now, where is the faith to come from? Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. When I read it, it shows me the Father is there. It shows me the word Jesus is there.
You
against that word, what should I believe? Those who brought the Trinity is not the right one. They tell you Christ was there. Standing independent.
Even
the Father seated.
They
have not said, I saw God the head of his. I saw the head of the
world
and of the Holy Spirit. And they are seated.
And I named 20.
And it's like that, one person.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So
we want us to believe faith coming from hearing the word of God. Like
it
tells us Romans 10:17. You don't take the human words. There are people who claim wise. Yet what they teach is not meaningful. And they are not words of life. But they are to destroy and to kill people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Bible when it says Philippians 2. And then here we shall begin from here.
Let's read Philippians. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 6. Philippians 2 from verse 5.
Mwe muberengamu okulowoza kuli era okwali mu Kristo Yesu. Olunyolo mukaga oyo bwe yasoka kubera mu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
Yasoka kubera mu kifaananyi kya
Katonda. He was first in the image of God.
Bwe yatandika bwe baali batandika nga kigambo.
When they were beginning and is the word.
Yasokera kubanga alinga Katonda
kitafukeni. God the Father himself. Mwe
nyimbo bwe tumuli ifaananyi bwe tuteeka.
You know, when you look on the images we put there. Let it be put again and we see. When you reach them, you may wonder who is the word of the two and who is the Father. And is the same in appearance like the other. Because now we are adding other codes. There is the Son. You may find him and now he is a youth. Brings back the glory of that elder. Now
they
all shine with their glory. You may wonder who is the father of the two.
But
when they speak, you can quickly realize them.
Amen.
Hear him say, I sent my
word to
you.
And
clothed flesh to die for you.
You
hear the language. Like to hear the word speak. And he said, I was on the world. And the world was created by me. Understanding of God is in you. When we are abiding in him and his word in us, you can separate them.
Like
you say, I was sent and they were created. Can you say that was the Father?
It's impossible
for you not to be sent and they were created.
So
they sent me as a company for the world, the world to guide the people. You can't realize that talk.
Amen.
What just to be this clear?
Christ
Jesus was in the first image as the word. From that glory to come clothed flesh. And that glory is the word he asked to get back into. That's why Bible says that the Son, by him he created all things. Created by him as the Son or as the word. Can you realize
the moment?
Let's go to reality. The Son created all things. When he made him great
things,
when he was the Son or he was the Word. For he just became a Son recently.
Yet
heavens and earth were created a long time. He told us he was born
in the mountains.
For he was there as the Word. Not this word spoken.
I was,
my brethren at the side of Bombo. Their brethren who visited us, the whites here. They began a school there. They have put in much money. And they are still injecting much. But the brother Nico and Hilton, they went there. First.
As
they asked him of the word, they said,
the word
no.
Of God is what he speaks. That's the word of God.
Imagine those going to teach the others, they too are dead. We reached there yesterday. And they made a seat. And the studies were going on.
The
other studies, you wondered what they studied. And you can't even realize what they are studying. But they ended up saying, you see someone struggle, but things of understanding are not easy to them. That the world, it wasn't there. Now that world, the spiritual world which was there, which disappeared. This one got up when God spoke his words. And the spirit engulfed them and manifested them. And those they told you were shaking her head like that. They want to understand, but no understanding. They want teaching you, if they don't understand you, you cannot. Only words they don't come yet. But it's a school there. We reached and sat. Spoke of the lake of fire and hell. The question they asked, I raised the hand. Asked, what are the names which are under the name of Jesus? I told them hell and the lake of fire.
No. Hell and lake of fire is not yet at work. And they are not there. God kept them somewhere.
I kept silent. I said, my God, what is this? This form of teacher, what kind of teacher is this? But it's a white man. Now you get a problem. When you see the whites, you need the Holy Spirit, not the color. We warn you, our brethren, the whites, those from those nations. Don't you think it's color which understands? This is on the Spirit of God. We all need to humble the Holy Spirit. But
you
come back to move on, to understand the mystery of God, the Word of God. And this time we look much at the Word of God, the Lord Jesus, the master architecture and the master creator, how we began with the Father. And we shall see on the way he drafted plans of creation. After we see how the Holy Spirit was sent to implement them. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's wait the next services.